این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خداست. ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
September 6, 1981. Place, Jamaran, Tehran. Occasion, approach of Hajj rituals. Addressee, Muslims of the world and pilgrims to Mecca. In Hajj, this great divine congregation, which no power except the infinite power of God can form, Muslims must endeavor to attend to and settle the problems of Muslims collectively. One of the biggest and most essential problems is lack of unity among Muslims caused by some of the heads of Islamic countries. Unfortunately, no remarkable step has so far been taken to tackle this problem. In fact, selfish criminals who make use of the differences among nations and governments foment the disputes through their godless agents. Whenever the ground for unity among Muslims is paved, these criminals strongly oppose it and try to sow seeds of discord. Today, all the governments and many Muslim nations know that the Iranian nation rose up after hundreds of years of troubles at the hands of oppressive and tyrannical kings who used Islam as a mean of plunder for themselves, for big powers, and lately for the criminal America, and through their grand revolution replaced the legitimate monarchical regime with an Islamic government when they saw both Islam and the Quran at stake, and this way cut off the hands of superpowers, especially the world-devouring America, from their life and property. It is hoped that other Muslim brothers, shackled in the clutches of the bloodthirsty oppressors, will benefit from this Islamic revolution, and Islamic governments, backed by their nations, join this great revolution in Iran. Today, the criminal hands of America and other plundering powers through godless agents and mercenaries attack this innocent nation from inside and outside of the country by weapons and pens of more deadly effect than firearms, with a view to defeat the Islamic Republic and the beloved Islam. To this end, they forego no accusations or libels against a nation which thinks of nothing except Islamic laws and the glorious Quran, and are intent on crushing the Islamic revolution with feigned pretexts. Those who command firearms like Saddam and those who do not use their poisonous pens, which are worse than the firearms, to hit our country from all sides. In fact, selfish criminals who make use of the differences among nations and governments foment the disputes through their godless agents. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.